Yo, yo, yo! Welcome back to another episode of Teen Talk with Glow. Today we are live talking about our genius hours in front of parents. Mr. Merrick, what did he say about this?
Yeah, so it's a really awesome opportunity, obviously for you, to like show what you started Teen Talk with Glow. And then, obviously, you know, we're sitting here broadcasting while Genius Hour is going on, which is crazy and cool. It's a cool experience. I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah, so our school decided that we were going to do podcasts or Genius Hours, and I chose to do podcasts. So this was, and now we're showing them off to the parents in our community. And we, Mr. Barry and I, decided that we would do one live for everyone to see. So how do you think this is going to go, Barry?
I don't know. I think it's a little nerve-wracking. People are kind of looking at us funny because we've got a box sitting over our microphone.
But, yes.
If you don't know, Genius Hour, I'll give you background information. Genius Hour derived from Google, who allows their employees to work 20% of their time on whatever they want, whatever they choose, whatever their interests are. And so Mrs. Matlack, our media specialist, and I kind of came up with the idea of allowing our students throughout the entire school to do a Genius Hour project together, and giving students the opportunity to explore their own interests. And then you chose to do a podcast to help out teens, you know, and that's where this podcast has started. And now it's kind of come to fruition with our open house that we have here today, where parents can kind of see all the work that students have done over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. And this is one of the examples here with Teen Talk with Glow and her power.
Yeah, so definitely. A lot of kids did a lot of cool things. I know there was some programming of robots, and there was lots of stuff going on that were interesting to people. And I'm really glad that we got to do something like this. It led us all to choose what we were interested in, and I know it helped with, I know some people did this because that's what they think they might do when they grow up. Like, I mean, I think that's really cool that we were able to choose what interested us in.
Yeah. So I know some people did like service projects and collecting food for, you know, for our Dragon Den here at our school to help out with kids who need stuff, and they got toothbrushes, and toothpaste, and food, and whatever they need, and then we've got students. I mean, like you said, they built their own robots, or they tried to recreate a meteorology episode and built like a Sim City type looking thing, I guess, you know, which is kind of cool. But so a variety of different topics. I guess, what is your favorite part about Genius Hour, though, as a student?
Well, I really loved that we had the option of any project we wanted to make. I loved that we could do anything. Like, I mean, it was up to us to do whatever we wanted to do. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, how often does that happen in school where you get to, like, completely choose what you do, you know?
Yeah, not too often.
Yeah, and not have any boundaries around it, too. No limitations.
We could have done anything we wanted to do. So,
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
So what was the hardest part about it?
I think the hardest part was definitely kind of what I wanted to talk about, because I knew I was going to do a podcast, but I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. And so I would say that that was probably the hardest thing to do. But then when I found out what I was going to talk about, it was smooth sailing down from there.
Yeah. So I think the other thing, too, I've heard from kids is now that they've done one Genius Hour project, they're already starting to think about their next Genius Hour project.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to do it again next year. Maybe we provide another opportunity for students. And maybe, you know, maybe you can get kid, hopefully they continue with their interest, like you and your podcast. You're going to keep recording, hopefully. And so it's a great opportunity for students. I know that if we have Mrs. Matlack, who's been a big help, I guess maybe you could talk about what she's done for you, I guess, in setting this up.
Yeah, okay, Mrs. Matlack is amazing. So I had no idea what I was going to do, and she came in and she was like, you know, Lauren, this is what you could do. She gave me so many ideas, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah.
She also set me up with this app, Anchor, which is so much help. It allows me to create my own episodes, and it's great. So I want a big thank you to Ms. Matlack, because she has a lot of stuff for everyone, and yeah, it's great, because I know she helped out a lot of other people as well. So.
Yeah, and I see we got this new audio equipment sitting in front of us for the first time. I mean, Lowe's got a new microphone set up that's a pretty cool deal. It's got a little mini stand and everything.
I know, you've got a stand and everything.
You're looking like a professional, that's for sure, so. I guess, you know, the other big question is where do you go from here with your podcast? I mean, you get, like you said, you're using Anchor, you got it on iTunes, you got it out on Google, you got it on all these different platforms. Where do you want to go next with your podcast?
You know, I'm not really sure where I want to go now, but I think for a little while I'll probably just keep doing what I'm doing. Because it works out right now that mm-hmm. we can do it every now and then and,
yeah.
you know, have some ideas put out there. So, yeah.
Maybe we need to get you a Twitter account for your podcast set up, and then students can kind of send you questions, and maybe that'd be your hot topics.
Give
your
me
hot
some topics, new topics below, yes.
Yeah, so,
answer some questions. That's a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. Well, awesome job, Lauren. I think you're doing a great job with the Genius Hour Project. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. And thank you
for doing it
today during this open house. Well, we've got people walking by and looking at us funny.
Yeah, like I said, we're like in between a hallway where there's tons of people walking around.
So, but I encourage everybody to continue to listening to Lauren. She does a great job. And so we'll see what the next topic is.
Well, thank you, Barry. And thanks, guys, for listening. No one.